Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. For a free rate quote. Of course, we are headed into another NFL weekend and a great weekend also with other sports too. We got a big fight, Errol Spence Jr., Danny Garcia getting into it and two welterweights. And so we're going to have a great show for you. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. At the bottom of this hour, friend of the show, fellow weekend host here at Fox Sports Radio, former NFL offensive lineman, our good buddy Ephraim Salaam. He's always feisty, so that'll be a lot of fun in about 27, 28 minutes. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing great on this Friday. My goodness gracious, another weekend is upon us. Man.
You know, Rob, they say time flies when you're having fun.
Is that what it is?
And I don't know if people are having fun during COVID, but obviously we're not. But it does seem like time is going fast. Is it just me? I mean, the weeks seem to be flying by.
I think because we're in our 50s.
Seriously. You know what? Actually, you're right.
I'm dead serious, Chris.
I think you are. I said to my dad, I remember vividly, when I turned 36, I said to my father, man, the second 18 years of my life went a lot faster than the first 18.
Right.
And he said, Just wait till the next 18.
Right.
And he's right. I'm rounding home right on that next 18.
But he's
so
right,
you're probably
Chris,
right, yeah.
Because I remember, like, when I was in high school and stuff, like, the summers would drag on. You were like,
right,
when can we go back to school? Am I right?
Right.
You used to
and
say
you're
that.
Having fun, obviously, as kids, but you're right. Time was a lot slower.
Because you didn't go to work. You didn't have anything to do. You wake up, play ball all day. You know what I mean? And the days dragged on. And now, every week, it's Monday and then it's Friday. And it's like, what happened?
Yeah. I'll be honest, man. I feel like for some reason with COVID, it's just going faster.
No, it does seem faster. I do have a sad note I do want to pass along, Chris. Baseball writers lost a member, Mike Shalen, who was a sports writer, baseball writer for the Boston Herald and the New York Post. Mm. Great guy, made the press box fun. Died of brain cancer, 65 years old, and he will be missed. But he was one of those fun guys in the press box, you know, and loved baseball and was a Hall of Fame voter since 1989. Just a great guy and somebody I knew was friendly with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he passed, so I just want to send condolences to his family
and to
the baseball writers of America.
And 65, I used to think 35 was old.
65,
now I don't think 65 is that old at all.
Not at all. So
I mean, so wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it going. We got DJ Alex Teichert, aka Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. Now this is a funky flashback Friday, of course, but it's all Christmas music. So Alex has told me,
oh man,
he's still gonna keep it funky. He said he's still gonna keep it funky. So we're gonna see what he's got.
Did you get your tree yet, Chris?
Oh, yeah. We did our tree when my daughters were here for Thanksgiving that Saturday.
You decorated
everybody
it
was
then?
Home, we decorated it. Yeah. We have a tradition that we always decorate the tree together.
Nice.
So it's
very
like a
nice.
Big, you know, yeah, it's like a family thing. So, yeah. So it was
and
good.
And that big box
yours?
Underneath it, is that mine? That box, big box.
There is not a gift underneath that tree. Although
no,
I will bring up that I did buy you some very nice Air Force Ones a few years ago that I've yet to see you wear.
Oh, I've worn those
actually,
a number of times.
Actually, you wore them once, I think, to make me feel good.
No, but I wore them a few times. Those mustard yellow ones, very nice.
Notice he throws that out.
No,
that's why I don't wear
them.
They're mustard yellow.
I didn't get
yellow.
My tree yet. This weekend, I will have my tree.
All right, let's get into it. We got Super Producer Rob G in effect. And on the update, Steve Desager. Rob, speaking of having a rough go of it, you know, we talked about times are tough, obviously, during COVID. Carson Wentz, we all know, it's just been a bad year. He's first in the league in interceptions. He leads in sacks, which isn't all his fault. I mean, some of it, he holds the ball long, but obviously that's the offensive line, too. He's 31st in the 32-team league in completion percentage. 30th in yards per attempt. It's just gone all bad. Now they're 3-7-1, and they can't even say they lead. At least they lead the division anymore, like they have most of the year. But it's been rough, and he's taken a lot of hits and a lot of heat. And this week, Rob, apparently, reportedly, Carson Wentz addressed his team and took accountability for how poorly he has played. And players are coming out. Defensive end Brandon Graham has, you know, praised him, for lack of a better word, for taking accountability. Doug Peterson, the head coach, has said it's good that he's, you know, being a little more vulnerable and being more accessible and taking accountability, no understanding he's got to play better. And what do you make of this? I mean, you know, is this too little, too late, or do you think it's just unnecessary or great?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn. I'm glad it wasn't an apology. Accountability's fine if you want to just say, hey, I wish I had played better, or I wish I had played better during this time. There's a lot of other stuff to go on there, and we've always said this, Chris, both of us. quarterbacks get too much praise when team wins, and they take too much of the blame when things don't go
Absolutely.
Right. So that just comes with the job. This is not about Carson Wentz. It's about any quarterback in the NFL, right? Or college, major college program or whatever. But the notion like he has to apologize, like I would be totally against that. You would apologize only under one circumstance. Like, you didn't give your all. You were lost focus, and you were
doing something else.
You
didn't go in the game when the coach called you into
exactly.
it or something like that. Yeah.
That you apologize for and say, hey, you know what? I didn't give my all. I didn't do everything I should have. I wasn't up studying film and the playbook. I was out partying and hanging out. I could accept that. But to try and things not work out, I mean, there's nothing to apologize for. I don't think he wants to play this poorly, Chris. It just happened. And here's the funny thing. I looked it up about a year ago, little less, Chris. December 30th, the headline on a CBSSports.com story after the Eagles beat the Giants was, Carson Wentz carries Eagle to NFC East title, helping Philadelphia overcome numerous injuries. It is just shocking how 1 year, you know what I mean? Like the difference between what happened a year ago and now and where he is. Last year, they made the playoffs three times in a row. But that was the first time he led them. You know, he was the guy who led them.
The first two times, it was Nick Foles.
It was Nick Foles. So last year was the first one, and then here he is. Like, maybe he could have built on that, and I know there are injuries and stuff, but he just didn't play. Even with the injuries, he just hasn't played well enough. So it's amazing on where things have turned in less than a year. But accountability, it's never too late to take accountability.
I don't think it's that amazing how things have turned because, let's face it, he was okay last year. And at times late, he was really good. He was really good late, but for most of the season, he was just okay, pretty good. And, of course, you know, the year before, they were 5-6 with Carson Wentz. And then he gets hurt, Nick Foles comes in and leads them to the playoffs and actually plays well in the playoffs and almost leads them to the Super Bowl again. So I don't think he's played well enough where you just chalk this off as a bad season. He'll get over it.
Is that what you're talking about? Somebody else? Well, that's not what I said.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think, I mean, look at Lamar Jackson.
I just want to make sure
people are getting off Lamar Jackson, and he was much better than Carson Wentz has ever been last year. So I don't think it's surprising how things have turned as far as the reaction to him. Yeah, how badly he's played, that's a bit surprising. I think, Rob, because remember, we got to put this in context. This is not just a guy that has been either well-liked, loved in the locker room, or even just so-so. This is a guy that there's numerous reports that have come out and said he is not well-liked at all by his teammates. They've called himself. When you're the quarterback, you got to be a leader of men, and dudes have to be willing
to follow
you.
People don't have to like you.
I disagree.
Me and you will never agree on that.
What quarterback do you know that's been disliked by his teammates?
It's about respect. It ain't about liking. I don't care if people like me.
I'll tell you right now.
I'm just talking about this whole notion that everybody has to like you. I'm just telling you, people don't have to like you.
Can you give me a name?
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
What part don't you get?
Quarterback is different, Rob. It's not a small forward. It's a quarterback. It's not an offensive tackle. And I'm not saying you got to be chummy with everybody. You're right. Respect is always more important than being liked. But still, maybe well liked isn't the perfect phrase, but that they like you enough to follow you. Or they believe in you, or they don't think you're a jerk. I mean, that's all we're talking about. And the words were described to describe Wentz, selfish. These are quotes, uncompromising, egotistical. He plays favorites. He doesn't like to be questioned. He doesn't practice what he preaches. He doesn't take accountability. These are all from stories. We've had Brian Westbrook, who's still plugged in with the Eagles, was a very good player there. He told us, you know, they felt like Carson didn't like to be coached. So this, I do think with that context, it's good for him to kind of stand up. And who knows what he said? You know, we don't have quotes from his little speech. Maybe he said, look, I know I've been a jerk. You know, I've been pointing the fingers at other guys and I haven't taken accountability myself. If that's what he did, I think that's good. Now, I think it's been so long that the only thing that's going to get that locker room behind him is him playing much better on the football field. But this could be a step in the right direction, depending on what he said and how he said it.
Yeah, I think all this stuff is just the byproduct of losing. That's all this stuff. People have warts.
Remember,
all
these
the time.
Came out last
but winning,
year
but winning usually were, covers you know, up the warts, and people are accepting of it when you win. If Bill Belichick was the way he is, Chris, and he was still in Cleveland, and they weren't winning, it wasn't acceptable because he wasn't winning. When he goes to New England and wins, people just have to accept him as who he is because he's been able to earn that right because he's won, and you can't question it. He was questioned when he was in Cleveland, and you know that by the reporters and people pushed back because he wasn't winning. So that they weren't going to accept that from a guy who doesn't win. And when you win, you get away with that. People just say, well, that's just the way he is. He's one of these perfect people, and everything has to be right, and he's just a perfection. I've heard people make excuses for difficult people all the time, but only people who win. When you don't win, you're a jerk. We don't like him. Yes, I get all that. I just think that's not anything that just reflects on him. I think that happens in sports all the time. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about it yesterday. You know, there are teams where guys didn't get along and they still were able to win. But I think, but everybody's different, you know. And the fact is, Carson Wentz hasn't won anything. And even if, I mean, take away this year, he still hasn't won anything. I mean, he played well last year at the end of the year, but I'm not getting pom-poms out for a dude that led team that won the Super Bowl 2 years before was almost in the NFC Championship game the year before.
This is where you're being unfair. Because last year with all the injuries and where they were, and they put out guys who didn't even play receiver in the NFL, and they beat the Cowboys in a big game for the division.
So what?
You can't say that.
The Cowboys weren't any good either.
He played well last year.
Yes, he did.
Give him that at the end of the year to win the division. Don't act like he's never played well, Chris.
I have never said that. I gave him appropriate credit.
I have no idea why you think he's a dog or he can't play.
I gave him appropriate credit. I said he played well. I started off this segment by saying that. He's played well. You know, but I'm not praising him. You act like he won a Super Bowl. And he didn't. So you gave him too much praise. I gave him the adequate amount. It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did Carson Wentz's accountability speech inside the Eagles locker room come too late? Is it too little too late? Or do you think this could be the start of a turnaround for Wentz in Philadelphia? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's Christmas time, man. Hollis, Queens. That's dope. That's the sample for that song, Run DMC. All right. Alex Teichert on a Funky Flashback Friday. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, you're looking for Christmas gifts. Here's something to think about. It actually would be a great one. You can stream what you love all in one place. It's called Discovery Plus. It's a new streaming service that brings you the greatest collection of real-life entertainment from your favorite brands, plus exclusive originals that you will not find anywhere else. It will be a great gift for yourself, your family, or a friend. Discovery Plus, it starts streaming early in 2021. Definitely check it out. United States only. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Hey, let's get to these calls, Rob.
You mentioned
looking for Christmas gifts. My youngest niece, Brandy, sent me a text before the show asking me what size do I wear in sneakers. What do you think? You think she's going to come through with Jordans?
Oh. She's coming through with sneakers, obviously.
Yeah, I mean.
Jordans, how old is she?
She's almost 30.
Now, does she know you like Jordans?
Yeah,
like,
she kind of knows. It was just surprising that she asked me for my sneaker size. I just thought that was
weird. No, I mean, she's clearly giving you some sneakers. Will it be Jordans? Wow. How many you got? You Maybe they'll be Gucci ones.
Yeah, right.
Like the other Gucci ones you have.
That's right. All right, 877-99 on 5. Just got me excited when she said what size you were.
That's
all right, Gage in St. Louis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Gage?
What's up, man? It's good to talk to you boys again. Gucci sneakers, is that how he's doing it now?
Man, Rose, man. He's bougie.
I got to give me some of that money, man.
Hey, you want four jobs like me? I got to have four jobs.
He's single.
That's right.
I got you. Hey, but look, I'm not a Carson Wentz fan at all, man, but I'll tell you like this. I like what he said, you know, for the most part. I like what he said. Now, obviously, it's a caveat to it. You know, he got to go and back it up on the field. But at the end of the day, it all starts with accountability, man. You know, and so I'll take that, you know, with a grain of salt. But obviously, he has to back it up. And the last thing, he got a Super Bowl, and he played a big part in that Super Bowl, you know. And so
you can't don't give me this. He got a Super Bowl.
He got
nobody
a Super Bowl,
credits
man.
Him
don't
for that.
Play him like
he played
don't
14
play like,
games, Chris. Don't
what
act
is,
like
what is Nick
stop
Foles
it.
Doing right now? What is
yes.
Nick Foles doing right
thank
now?
You.
I don't care
thank
what Nick Foles
much.
Doing right now.
Okay.
Nick Foles
nah,
got a
Gage,
Super Bowl.
You, Gage, you
Nick
right on the
Foles
money.
Nick Foles was the MVP of the Super
14
Bowl.
14 games he played that year. Don't act like he didn't play, Chris. Come on now. Stop.
Rob. He did. He had. Now, he was good. He was very good. He was great in the regular season. I'll give you that. 11-2. Was going to win the MVP, at least to that point. But don't try to give him that Super Bowl. He got
no,
a ring
but don't
like
act
all
like
the
he
other
didn't do,
people
he didn't contribute
in the
to
organization.
He put
but
that team in that spot.
Don't sit here and act like, oh, so the next Super Bowl he wins, we giving him two? Is
no,
that how it works?
No, that Super Bowl, okay. He was on the team. You thank know that.
That's
Joel
all
in Sacramento.
The caller and you were trying to make it like he got that. That was his Super Bowl.
No, he got a Super Bowl ring. He was
stop
on that
it.
Team.
Stop
Joel,
it.
You're in Sacramento.
The
you're
PR
the
guy's
couple.
Got a ring,
Fox
too.
Sports Radio.
What's up with y'all, man? Rob, what's up? Speaking of Gucci, what's up with this $100 Gucci watch you got on GetRob.com with all the scratches on it? What's up with that, man?
Yeah, hey. It cost,
really,
originally
Rob,
cost $600.
You sending hand-me-downs?
You know,
man. Selling hand-me-downs? My gosh.
You need to put a PS5 on there, man. They sold out everywhere.
I know. I wish I had a couple of sell, but I'm glad you're on GetRob.com.
All right, brother. So what you got?
Ahead.
What you got?
Hey, Chris, you keep leaving out, though, that Nick Foles started next year, the very next year, and what happened? They took that man out so fast because he was looking terrible.
You talking about Carson in Jacksonville?
No, I'm talking about the next year after he won the Super Bowl. He
well, once Wentz got – you know, healthy. They went with Wentz, and
why?
They were 5-6.
Why?
Because Wentz was your future. Wentz was they never. Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. There never was a point in the organization's public stance, at least, that there was a question. It was going to be Carson Wentz's team, even with Foles as the Super Bowl winner. Am I wrong?
Always,
on that?
Right. But we know Nick Foles, and they knew
nah,
Nick
we know
Foles
what he
too.
Is.
Right. I'm saying that even the organization.
But he did come in again late in the season and played really well. You know, that's just his MO. All right, we got E from Salam coming up next. But first, Steve DeSager with what
what's
is
up?
Trending. Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Doing
Steve,
okay, and happy
Rob,
holidays
Steve
in advance.
Steve doesn't want your banter. He's strictly
Steve,
professional.
Steve, you don't
want to
hear from me? What?
He's going to give
and
us
I,
the facts.
A simple hello, and then we move on.
Yes, oh, okay, and get out the way. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not
okay.
saying that. I'm
Rob,
saying the people
Steve,
want the
Rob
move on
thought
part.
Y'all had something special. I told
Steve
you, look,
is
it's
my
all
guy.
That's right.
Steve is my guy.
Yeah.
We get along with all the employees here on the show,
see,
do we
see,
not?
Rob, he is just stiff-arming you.
Wow,
Heisman! Heisman!
You.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our man, he's a former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. And look, before he is a true Renaissance man. So before we start talking football with him, he's the great Ephraim Salam. But we got to let you know, he also has his own production company with his partner, Deion Taylor. And their latest film, they've had several. Their latest is called Fatale, and it's out December 18th. It's a steamy, and I say it again, steamy, psychological thriller directed by his man, Deion Taylor. And it stars, check this out, Oscar winners Hilary Swank and Michael Ealy. Give it up for for the Renaissance
Ephraim,
man.
Very
Ephraim
nice,
Savant.
Man. Mazel
very
top.
Good, Ephraim.
What's happening,
man? Yo,
what's going on?
I love psychological thrillers. Can you give me a little something about it? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's good, man. And I can tell you this. It just watching the trailer, it's going to lead you in a certain direction, but just be prepared to have your mind scrambled a little bit. Like we love to do projects that really take us back to the essence of great cinema. Remember Fatal Attraction and those type of, like, we're trying to get back to those noir thrillers that really make you think and try to figure it out while you're watching it.
I still can't have like bunny soup after watching Fatal Attraction when the bunny was in there.
Everything's not funny.
Hey, and let me say this. Ephraim and I are going to do a movie together. He doesn't know it yet. We've talked a couple times. But
Rob, you just got stiff-armed by the same.
No.
Now Ephraim, haven't I
said that to you before? Yes.
Yes.
No, it hadn't. That makes it worse because you keep bringing it up. And it still
I have a movie, Ephraim, which will be just. I'm not gonna give it away, but basically, it's gonna be like an all-black airplane, not cast on the airplane because that was Soul Plane, but of that kind of comedy, a comedy like that. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Okay.
And I will tell both of you guys, we're working on a project that I have you guys in mind. Okay.
Wow. Really. You mean like the iCouple type thing or what?
Just we don't want to get into all of that. Just know we're working on a project where I have you guys in mind.
Well,
big project. I'm talking about with distribution and the whole nine.
Now, look, I'm an actor. I've been in movies.
Stop
I was in
Chris.
The movie. What was it? It was called. It was a nice.
He doesn't even know the name of the movie.
It was. Yeah.
You know what he was in? He was in March of the Wooden Soldiers. He was one of those guys.
No, it was. Gosh, what was it called? I'll come up with it later. But
he doesn't even know the name of the movie on Netflix. Chris, be quiet.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just
what that you don't know the name of the movie you were in,
and you know, I just did it to help the people out, but. I got rave reviews. But anyway, it was called Reality High. It was called hashtag Reality High.
Okay, let me ask Ephraim about the Pittsburgh Steelers, please, okay?
Okay.
Ephraim, I call them the worst 11-0 team.
You know.
The worst 11-0 team I've seen. Tell me about the Steelers. I mean, they struggled big time against the Ravens, who were without 18 players because of COVID and RG3, who really struggled and hadn't played in years. What did you make of that win by Pittsburgh, and how good really are they in trying to get to the Super Bowl?
So I'll tell you this. As a former player, the one thing we need is consistency. So every year, when we get into our season, we know what's going to happen, when we're going to play, who we're going to play, show up and show out. Whether we win or lose, that's different. When you start, and we're seeing this a lot this year because of COVID, when you start moving things around, nobody plays on Wednesday, number one.
Mm.
We take for granted how difficult that is as a player, right? Because everything you've known since you've been in the league, your body adjusts and maneuvers to a certain time frame and pattern. Very monotonous, and you know that. So when you keep moving, they were eight days later when they finally played their game.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be Thursday. Thanksgiving. Yep.
Right.
Supposed to be Thursday, then supposed to be Tuesday
so
or Monday,
days.
Then Tuesday, then Wednesday. Like all of that has a really adverse effect on you as a player mentally. And physically. And it's easy to say, well, they was just resting at home. Your body doesn't work like that. Your body was ready for the first real day of practice in the new week. And here we are trying to go out and play a full-fledged game. And they were rusty. They were off, but they got the job done. And I'll tell you this, it's hard to be 11-0. And sorry, I can tell you that.
Right, a win. I'm not saying they're world beaters. I think Kansas City's clearly the class of the AFC, but I got to give them credit for being an 11-0. And And I think Tomlin was right. Like, for the coach to say what he said, I think that was right on the money, criticizing them. But, you know, Ephraim, correct me if I'm wrong, in the NFL, with the a win is a win. If you play badly, you learn from it. But a win is a win, right?
Oh, you know, look, I tell you what. You can't discount or discredit any win in the NFL, right? Any win, and any one win can get you to the playoffs, right? So you can find yourself at the end of the season at 9-6 and needing one, or you can find yourself go on a run. Any win you can get as a team in the NFL is priceless, right? Whether you win all 16 games by 1 point, who cares? You win them by 40 or you win them by one.
Let's go to the other team in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. We know Carson Wentz and the Eagles have been struggling. There's a big story. He made this big speech to the team this week and took accountability for his poor play. You've seen the reports that have been out in the past couple years about teammates not liking him, thinking he's selfish, whatever. Is it too little too late, or is this a good step in your opinion?
So I tell you like this. No matter what his teammates think, he's not going anywhere. They can't afford for him to go anywhere. So as a head coach and as an owner and as a GM, you got to really get in control of that locker room. You can't if Carson Wentz is out on an island, then you got to take everybody to the island, because he's the one piece that's not expendable because of the contract and what you guys walked yourselves into. He's not going anywhere no matter what happens. So you have to try to build around it. First of all, you have to try to make it as easy as possible for him not to make mistakes in the game. So you got to have different game plans. You can't call the same game plan you called in his first and second year when he was a world beater. We're going to change all of that. Okay. We're going to drop back three-step drops. We're going to get the ball off to these receivers or backs or tight end as fast as possible. Watching those receivers try to get open on deep patterns this past week it was hard to watch. I don't know what happened to Alshon Jeffries, but he can't get off press. It just was embarrassing.
No.
Am I wrong on that?
No, like, not at all.
Alshon has lost whatever speed he had.
Good Lord.
Gone. Yeah. Yeah,
but what happened is when he came back, it took the shine away from that young kid. What's his name? Who was balling out? Like, he's no longer, since Alshon Jeffries came back, he's become a second thought.
The Fulham kid.
Yes. Yes. So you got to be able to adjust that and see that as a coach. We can't dump this all on this quarterback. Yeah, he does have to play better. He has to take care of the ball, but you have to help him. Right? You have to help him.
That's no our doubt. Man, Ephraim Salaam, Renaissance Man. Check out his new film, Fatal, on December 18th. Man, I can't wait to see that. My wife and I will watch that for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you, brothers.
All right, brother. Thank you. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are in that Christmas spirit. That's for darn sure. You can thank DJ Alex, the vegan, for that.
I'm
digging
into
the crates. Yes, yes. Yes, indeed. All right. We are brought to you by Canada Dry. And I told you about Discovery Plus. It is just this tremendous new streaming system. So if you want to stream what you love all in one place, you got to get it. Discovery Plus is a new streaming service that brings you the greatest collection of real life entertainment for your favorite brands, plus exclusive originals that you won't find anywhere else. Discovery Plus, it starts streaming early in 2021, which is right upon us, United States only. All right, Rob, let's go not to the NFL or the NBA, but high school football. Real unfortunate situation down in Texas. So this player for Edinburgh High School is a really good player, apparently. He's was District Defensive Player of the Year last year. And he's a huge kid. I have his actual dimensions, but he's a big kid. And so he was ejected from the game for some rowdy play. Like he tackled the quarterback or tried to tackle the quarterback after the play. He got into it with another kid from the other team. And so the referee ejects him. So they bring the kid off the field. And then the kid sprints back onto the field. Now a coach and a teammate are chasing him down, trying to catch him and stop him, but he blindsides the official, just runs him over. The official didn't even see it coming. He turned right before the kid hit him to see it. And they had to treat the official, who's 58 years old, for a shoulder injury and a possible concussion. And so what they did was that they didn't just get rid of the kid, but they ejected the entire team, canceled them from the playoffs. Now, this was a playoff game that they won, 35-21, but they ejected them from the playoffs because of this incident. And I'm glad discipline was taken because it was definitely warranted. But I think they should have just ejected the kid. And I think you could have made it like he can't play any high school sports for the rest of his season. Like,
he should
really
be arrested.
Ejected.
He should be arrested.
Well, he is
going to
be, yeah,
arrested, and there should be charges brought against him. I don't
he
care
is.
If it
he's
was
facing
a,
he's facing assault charges.
What he did could have seriously injured that 58-year-old
guy. Potentially, you know, even worse. I mean, you know, when you don't see something coming,
a a blindsided hit.
Yep, I totally agree with you. But my only thing is, I don't think the school should have been taken from the playoffs. This was one bad apple doing a horrible act. And they apparently, you know, were trying to stop him, but he just, you know, he just ran on the field and did what he wanted to do. But
yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. I think that we see it a lot of time when fans misbehave and the team gets penalized or punished at throwing stuff at the other team or the referees or stuff like that, and if they don't stop it, they'll call the game or, you know, or whatever it is, apply a penalty to the home fans. And I get what you're saying, Chris, that the guy ruined it for everybody else, but that old saying about you win as a team and you lose by a team as a team is in effect when somebody does something that is so heinous and so out of control, where you feel like the coaches and the other team, like, you shouldn't snap like that to do something where you could affect, especially on a high school level.
Right.
You know, like, that's the part. It's a high school level. This isn't a grown man. To let a kid feel that compelled that he was more important than the whole, his teammates, Chris, and the other school says a lot. And that's why that game.
No, it says a lot about this kid. You know,
I mean, because for you to go out there and do that, you right. know, Chris, there's going to be ramifications. I could cost all my friends and teammates the game. You know that.
I can't imagine he was thinking that.
No, he wasn't. But
yeah, but he probably wasn't thinking at all. You know, he just acted impulsively. But, you know, what this brings to mind is, you know, when you played a sport and, you know, maybe one teammate was messing up or whatever in practice, and the coach makes everybody run. You know what right. I'm saying? Like right. something like that. But I honestly, I can't recall seeing this where the team was punished like this for the act of one person. You know, it's look, if he's that good, I mean, chances are maybe they would have lost the next game. But I just feel bad for the other kids. Now, if we find out there's more to it and, you know, but it looked to me like the coaches and the players were trying to stop him, and he was just a bad apple. So, unfortunate situation down there. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!